Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Bev. Hallelujah.
Amen. On this amazing day, we're going to read a Do Not Fear scripture from Isaiah 37:6.
Yes.
Isaiah 37:6 says in part, Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard."
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
That's powerful.
It is.
On today's call, we're going to discuss four ways to please your Heavenly Father. When we're born, we become somebody's child. When we start elementary school, we become someone's student. When we move to another city or neighborhood, we become the new kid on the block. When we graduate from college, we become someone's alumni. When we get a job, we become someone's employee. When we get married, we become someone's spouse. When we have children, we become someone's parent. When our children have children, we become someone's grandparent. When we lose a spouse to death, we become a widow or widower. When we become unable to care for ourselves, we become someone else's dependent. It would be the greatest of understatements to say the seasons change. The seasons in our life are due to the passage of time. Each season distinct in its own right. Oftentimes, the changing of seasons is beyond our control or sometimes comprehension. But the quality of that change doesn't have to be. There are two things we need to firmly establish in our minds. First, God never changes. Hallelujah. Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not."
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 13:8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever."
That's right. Second, God loves you, and that too will never change. Wow.
That's right. Thank you.
There's one constant in our lives which never changes from womb to tomb. Did you catch that? It's the same that God's, it's all the same, God's love for us. And we know John 3:16 very well. I'm going to give it to you in the Contemporary English Version. It says, "God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him and will have eternal life and never really die." Think of that. 1 John 4:19 says this, "We love him because he first loved us." We need to catch the depth of that, meaning that he loved us when we were sinners and nobodies. He loved us. And that's what just makes you love somebody who loves you in spite of yourself.
That's it.
Romans 8:39 gives us this great assurance. "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." With this premise, let's look at Daniel 2:21 through 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him." Why does God change the times and the seasons? Well, perhaps it's because we change. We did a Google search on why do seasons change and found an amazing explanation in answers.com. Here it is. "Seasons change because the axis of the earth is tilted by 23.5 degrees from a line that's perpendicular to its orbit. As the earth revolves around its orbit, there is a time when it is tilted toward the sun and so receives a higher concentration of the sun's energy, which of course we know is summer, and a time when it is tilted away from the sun and receives less energy, which we know as winter." Dr. Morris Cirillo, in his wisdom, said one time that all truth is parallel in the natural and the spirit, and that's really the way God made it. We agree with that. G. Jesus used these parallels all the time in his parables. If you and I tilt our lives toward the Son, the S-O-N, we will receive a higher concentration of his spiritual energy and power. Think of that, manifested through the Holy Spirit. When we shift the priorities of our lives to make him the number one priority, then we will find ourselves supernaturally enabled and empowered, much more empowered. With this higher concentration of spiritual energy, we gain an insight and direction to every changing season in our lives. We learn how to maximize the moments of the season that we're in. However, if our lives are tilted away from the Son, meaning the S-O-N, then we will have less energy, insight, and success in dealing with the changing seasons. You know, if we're leading a righteous life with our focus on the Lord God, then we become destiny makers. But if we are tilting away from Him, then our focus becomes a destiny breaker.
The changing of seasons in the natural and the spirit are based on whether or not we'll tilt it toward or away from the Son, the S-O-N. The scripture in Daniel says, He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells in Him. When we're focused on Him in obedience to His word, and then He not only gives us wisdom, but we get understanding as well. Once again, Daniel 2:21, Classic Amplified. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. What's one of the main ways that any child can make their parents proud? It's by obeying instructions.
That's right.
Ecclesiastes 2:26, New Living Translation. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. This too is meaningless, like chasing the wind.
Chasing the wind if you don't know which way the wind is blowing.
That's it.
You know, God, okay,
that's good.
Sorry. That's so good.
It is good. If you are tilted toward the Son, S-O-N, then you're obeying His instructions, following the unction of the Holy Spirit, and therefore can expect to receive wisdom, knowledge, joy, and the kingly anointing. If you're tithing, you're pleasing Him. Malachi 3:8-9. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? Wow. Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, you're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Tithing opens the windows of heaven. You can also rebuke the devourer with full confidence. But it's important for every believer to understand this principle of increase. If you're living a righteous life, you're pleasing God. Proverbs 21:21, New Living Translation. Whoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor. We can fully expect abundant life, goodness, and honor to come to come our way as a result of our pursuit of righteousness in Him. Those who tilt away from God will find a season coming which they're not going to like.
Romans 2:5, in the Message Bible says, you're not getting by with anything. Every refusal and avoidance of God adds fuel to the fire. The day is coming when it's going to blaze hot and high. God's fiery and righteous judgment. Make no mistake, in the end, you get what's coming to you. Real life for those who work on God's side. But, to those who insist on getting their own way and take the path of least resistance, fire. Wow. You know, if you're obeying God's instructions, you're blessing Him, you're pleasing Him. John 14, verses 23 and 24, New Living Translation. Jesus replied, all who love me and do what I say will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What am I telling you is from the Father who sent me. So really, it's as simple as saying, if we love God, we would be obeying him. If we're giving, we'll be pleasing him. 2 Corinthians 9:7 Classic Amplified says, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. But God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in his giving. Following his instructions, living life the way his word directs, and you can expect to receive his revelation of deep and secret things. That's what he says. Some people think that they have no control over the seasons in their lives, but to a large extent, we actually do. The decisions we make and the actions we take determine our destiny. Whether you're up or down, in or out of the blessings he has provided you in the Word. It's called the promises of the Word.
Yes.
In short, you're in control of the seasons of your life based on just how far you're tilted toward the sun. S-O-N. The warmth of his presence. Hallelujah.
That's good stuff.
That is very good stuff, baby. Very good stuff.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Well, we're believing you're going to have a tremendous Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
We're believing that God's going to open doors for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see things you've never seen, allowing you to do things you've never done.
And remember, no weapon formed against you.
That's
and there are weapons that get formed against us will prosper. Because the Lord is your goes before you and is your rear guard. Can't get better than that.
And he's got his eyes on you.
Yes, he does.
Watching you.
Leading you in the way that you should go. Counseling you. Be open to it. Be tilted toward him.
Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.